the greatest advance in modern physics since the splitting of the atom.
A rare metal, molecularly unstable.
It's what they're made of.
Bring it up! All the way!
You guys have never seen a truck like this before.
Dad, you can't keep spending money on junk.
I don't think it's a truck at all. I think we just found a transformer.
I'm gonna ask you this once. Where is Optimus Prime?
After all we have done, humans are hunting us. But I fear we are all targets now.
What is that?
Who sent you here?
Zeke, this is the fourth goddamn movie, and yet I still don't know the fucking plot line in this whole goddamn franchise. But what's going on?
Was there a plot for this one?
The plot was just moving around here and there. I swear to fucking God. I've never been so lost in a friend. And they're making more! There's gonna be more, two more coming.
I don't know what the plot was of this movie.
We talking about Transformers, Age of Extinction. A extinction of my brain cells, because damn, 3 hours. 3 fucking hours.
There is no need for that to be 3 hours.
In 3 hours, I yet still don't know what the fuck was going on. I was like, there was one moment I seriously got lost on, like halfway through the film. I got lost on who was who and who's the bad guy, and is bad guys turning good guys now? Where I was just like, I don't even know what the motive is. And Optimus is talking about I'm leaving humans. Then their ship blows up. Next thing they're talking about, we're still leaving. I'm like, how? How do you look? How are you gonna do that, Optimus?
Well, obviously we flies.
Oh my God! Okay, we're gonna get in that shit. We're gonna get in that shit. See, how about a plot synopsis?
Thank you. Transformers: Age of Existence.
That's a long ass plot line. Man. You really?
I'm just gonna call it Transformers 4. Directed by Michael Fuck You Bay. Written by Ethan Kruger, starring Mark Wahlberg, why? Stanley Tucci, why?
Okay, Stanley Tucci. How did his character do 180 so quickly?
I liked him as when we first saw him.
Yeah.
And then he just turned into a fucking bitch.
He turned into John Turturro.
Mm-hmm.
He really turned into the John Turturro character. Like, he just started spewing, like... At first, he plays it, like you said, he plays it cool, he's smooth, he's like, yo, I do how I want to do it. This is the business world, this is how we do it. And then, somewhere halfway through the film, he's cracking jokes, he's on an elevator, and he's just going like, wow, I love you now, whatever. I'm just looking at him like, when did his character become a cartoon?
Yeah, no, when did his character become a fucking Jewish guy?
Oh, my God. Anyway, go ahead, continue. What is the story here?
Fucking A. I'm trying to just think what the story could be.
I know, I'm trying to help you out and think, too.
Pretty much, this is a few years after Transformers 3. All Transformers, Decepticons, Autobots, are pretty much wanted by the government.
Is the Decepticons really wanted? Because it looked like they were working with it. I don't know what those things was.
I don't know.
What was the main guy, the robot? You know, I don't even know what they are no more. Are they robots? Are they aliens? Are they sentient beings? Are they? Because that thing that was hunting down Optimus, that looked like no robot.
Lockdown?
Huh? Lockdown, yeah.
I think they're just mechanical creatures. I don't know what the fuck they are.
I really think Michael Bay, the longer he goes on with this franchise, the more confused I am of what a Transformer is now.
I don't think he knows what a Transformer is.
Because now we getting into shit where we're laying on that spaceship. You like you said, you see mechanical beings, you see sentients, you see beasts, you see an alien being on it. And I was just like, man, I am so confused now on what these things actually are. And like you said, this is 5 years after the third one, and we got rid of that annoying little Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox and the what was it, big Rosie Huntington or whatever the bitch that replaced her.
And yeah, Josh Duhamel, fucking Tyrese is gone. This is pretty much a reboot.
It's like that Wolverine, the last Wolverine movie that just came out, or the Incredible Hulk, or anything like that. It just, it's a, hey, you know, and the thing is, I like to say that, but it keeps bringing up the third movie.
Yeah, it does.
It opens up this movie pretty much by bringing up the third movie. Matter of fact, there's even a sign where Mark Wahlberg is driving. There's a fucking poster that says, "Remember Chicago." So, why would that poster be in the middle of butt-fuck nowhere, Texas?
I don't know.
Like, it was a billboard in nowhere, like, and it showed, like, alien. It was, like, one of those Obama Hope posters.
Yes.
Like, different colors or whatever. This poster was, like, red, or it was, like, a billboard, like, red and everything, and it had alien ships hovering over the city. So I'm just like, why would that be in the middle of the desert of Texas?
And when we did the Transformers Dark Side of the Moon on Throwback Tuesday, you kept saying Michael Bay's, like, you know, political and all that shit. I saw that here because every fucking, there's an American flag at every fucking corner.
There's a scene where Mark Wahlberg, he's really stressed out. He's just like, God, this truck, I hope it makes me some money, whatever. And in the background, there's a huge-ass American flag just hovering over. Why is that flag there?
And there's a shot of the daughter walking out of the house. Oh, another American flag.
And Optimus's truck and shit. Like, it was an imprint on the window. And Jeff is like, God damn, dude. Calm down with that shit. But people, yeah, so like, 5 years after the third movie, and like you said, the Autobots are being hunted. I would like to say the Transformers itself, but we get a glimpse that Kelsey Grammer is working damn near with a Decepticon, if not to create more Decepticons. And we learn a twist that the Decepticons, who they were trying to transfer, I guess their thoughts and memory, like, they don't even sound like a good idea. As soon as they explain, like, when they were talking about we can make our own Transformers now, mm-hmm. they were talking about we're taking Megatron's thoughts and memories and all that and putting it in this robot. I'm just like, even I saw that come out, I was just like, that don't even sound like a good idea. Like,
yeah, they're, with Stanley Tucci's, I think it's KSI.
Yeah.
That they're creating their own Transformers.
Which, off the thoughts of Megatron, I'm like, you do realize that Megatron was the bad guy, so his memories and thoughts equal corruption and destroying shit.
And
that makes fucking sense.
And Kelsey Grammer's character, who I actually liked him in here, I think.
Kelsey Grammer, alright, the thing about Kelsey Grammer and a lot of characters in this movie is they disappear for a huge amount of time mm-hmm. and come back and they're a whole different character.
Yeah, he was a believable bad guy.
He started out at the beginning just like Stanley Tucci, where he was just saying, fuck it. And then somewhere when they got to China, he's in the field. And uh-huh. then he vanishes for 20 minutes. And then he comes back when the dinosaurs are back. And he's just walking the field for a goddamn good amount of, like, 10 minutes. And he just got blood on his face. And he's just walking slowly. And then it comes to a point where he just became psychotic. And you just look at him like, I saw no transformation of that even happening. Like,
no.
I don't even know who the main villain is in this movie, to be honest.
Oh, I don't know either, because you have Lockdown, Kelsey Grammer, his little fucking henchmen.
Mm-hmm. And, apparently, there's somebody bigger than Lockdown.
And then you have Galvatron.
Yeah.
Who was
Megatron?
Yeah, who was Megatron?
About Lockdown is he keeps talking about your Optimus. You thought you were born, you were created, or whatever. And then Optimus has like. He's like, I have to find my creator. So it's like, Optimus, it's been three fucking movies now, man. You don't know that you was created.
You're created by Michael Bay. Kill him.
Jesus Christ, man.
Michael Bay created you and you kill him.
I swear to God, every movie just feels like it never feels like a sequel. It always just feels like a brand new movie because the continuity in these films, man, they are fucking horrible. It's like, Optimus, you just now finding this out? It's been all these years, man.
And
he's talking about some secret war that happened, yet he don't know the war of how he was created and shit?
I guess not.
Oh my God. And I have to say this now. Like I said in the third one where we got he stopped making fun of the black people from the first and second movies with Jazz and the Negro Bots. He went on to the third movie to stereotype fucking Scottish and Irish people. And this one, he got the audacity to fucking make fun of the Asians.
I know. We had an Asian Transformer. Do you remember? It was Ken Watanabe.
It was Ken Watanabe. Playing the most. If people, you thought in the third one that, what's his name from fucking Hangover? Senor Chang, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
If you thought he was annoying, what Ken Watanabe does in here, it pisses you off. You just look at it and go like, Ken, why are you doing this?
So stereotyped.
He seriously is sitting up there calling Optimus Sensei. I believe you. And he talks in like as if like an American is making fun of an Asian dialect too. Though like the way he talks, he's like, oh, awesome. He talks like the RZA. Goddamn. Talks like the RZA in G.I. Joe Retaliation. He's fucking slurring over words and shit. And you just like, dude, if I didn't know who Ken Watanabe was, I believe that he wasn't even Asian watching this. But I'd be like, somebody's making fun of an Asian stereotype here. I was just like, that Ken Watanabe don't even fucking talk like that.
No, it doesn't. And I kept thinking, who was the guy with the beard? I kept thinking, like, who's that voice?
It sounded familiar. Him and Ken Watanabe sounded familiar. Which, by the way, like you said, that voice, John Goodman, I thought he did a good voice.
He did. I just couldn't pinpoint who the hell it was.
Can you agree with me that in the end of the film, it almost became his film?
It did, yeah.
He had a lot of fucking dialogue to where he was mainly talking to himself.
And I hate it because every Transformers, because I'm now thinking back at every fucking one from the second to this one, that they add in all these new Transformers, they're not saying their fucking names.
Who was Ken Watanabe's character? You don't even know his name?
His name was Drift.
What about, yeah, oh yeah, you know why you only see them? Is because every time there's a scanner on them, it locates their names on them and shit like that. Like the green one, I was just like, we just popping up with new Transformers that come out of nowhere and shit. And the thing is about John Goodman's character, at the end of the film, he, like, once again, he does what Leonard Nimoy was doing. He's just talking to himself. He's just shooting and talking. Why the fuck did he have a beard and was smoking a cigar?
How can a robot smoke a cigar?
That didn't even make any fun. Here's the thing, people. And it wasn't even a cigar, either. It was a bullet that was lit up.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is that even in his mouth? Why is that in his mouth? These robots have no personality whatsoever. They're just stereotypes. I don't know about you, but I have some more continuity problems of the movie opens up with Optimus looking like shit. And he literally scans himself, and his bullet wounds are healed and everything.
Transformers can transform into anything, right?
Right, yeah.
He did it to the first fucking semi he saw.
I was going to say, now, the thing is, Transformers can transform into anything. You would never know that from watching these movies because the Autobots, they can only seem to turn into one goddamn car.
It's always a car, yeah.
Yeah, the Decepticons, they can turn into any goddamn thing. We saw in the third one, they were transforming into all kind of shit or whatever. We seen snakes, they turn into people.
Yeah.
They turn into fucking people. And in this movie, once again, Autobots, all they can do is turn into cars. Optimus looks like shit. People, you see it from the trailers. I swear to God, you think Mark Wahlberg, because he plays like this inventor type guy or whatever, he's trying to invent something. You think that, like, he's going to fix Optimus. No, he doesn't fix Optimus. Optimus literally beats the shit out of a bunch of other people or whatever, drives on the road, and like you said, he runs into a truck, scans it, and transforms it, and his wounds are healed. He is franking brand new and shit. And I'm just like, even Bumblebee did it. He was a black...
And it was the same fucking joke that they said inside the car.
Yeah. He was a black, I think it was a Charger, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I think it was a Charger.
Yeah, he was a black Charger, and he saw the new Mustang, I mean, not the Mustang, the
Camaro
that just came out, and he transformed that, and I was just like, why did he do that? I don't get what's going on.
And they got rid of Ratchet fucking 2 minutes in the damn movie.
Right. By the way, why did the Autobots split up in the first place? That's what I want to figure out.
That's a good question.
They're like, why, if they knew they was being hunted, why did they split up? So, yeah, like you said, it opened up the movie where Ratchet is hiding on a boat. Mind you, any time he could have got away. Let's just be real.
Yeah, but they won't shoot humans.
They don't have this thing. Is they don't have to shoot the humans. So they can blow the cars up. They can bust the tires up. They can do so much. We've seen them do these things before or whatever and shit. And yet, he's laying there crying on his knees while this human, who poses no threat to this man, when we talk about Ratchet, he just walks up on him and just like, fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm Autobot, man. I saved y'all. I helped y'all, whatever. And dude just walks up slow like, this human has no fear in this Autobot whatsoever. He's like, fuck you. And then they just kill his ass. And he's just like, Ratchet, you know you could have got away with that. I felt no emotion for that whatsoever. Like, the only emotion I felt for is that, like, Ratchet's been part of the franchise, and for him to get this unceremonial death or whatever, it was just like...
And
what Scream did or whatever, when they killed off the main characters in the first 5 minutes.
And then they have, like, Lockdown show up with the government agents. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, thank you! It's like, okay. And the movie goes on to saying... We're hunting down all Transformers. And it's just like, then why are you working with the Decepticons? I don't get that but right now. I mean, rather there's... Personally, I don't even think they're Decepticons. I never called them Decepticons, but the Decepticons are vanished in this whole movie. You don't see them towards, like, the halfway of the film and the end of the film, and you barely see that. I mean, once again, this is another Transformer movie where they still don't know what to do with Megatron.
Megatron was barely in this.
He comes back as another goddamn robot.
Who vanishes.
Who vanishes. So you're thinking, like, you're going to get some badass fight scene between him and Optimus. But then you remember Lockout, and you're like, well, Optimus still... You think they got rid of him. Once they sent his ship over, it's just like, okay, he's gone. I'm assuming he's going to get reinforcements for the next film, and that's how it's going to happen. It's going to be a war with them, I guess, or whatever. And he's going to have this badass battle with what was his name again, goddamn?
Gravitron.
And that's how it's going to end here, whatever. And Gavachon just vanishes, and there was no point to him whatsoever in this fucking film.
Yeah, and he does what Megatron does. He goes, I am Gavachon.
I will be back.
I will.
Like, oh my god, man, he did this shit.
I will say that how the human made Transformers, how they changed and shit, that was kind of cool.
It's cool, but the simple fact that is, we see in an early battle with them, it seems like they couldn't be killed.
True.
At the end of the movie, they were blowing up like regular robots.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I remember when Optimus stabbed Gavatron, nothing came out of him, no fluid or anything like that. But yet, when at the end of the movie, all these other robots that were built off the same material as Gavatron, they were exploding like the regular Autobots and Decepticons. Blood was coming out of them, green shit. They were oozing shit like that. I was just like, the physics of these robots, that they have no continuity to them whatsoever in this film.
Yeah, and they wanted to base the new Transformers on, like, the old ones, because they said Gavatron was like Megatron, and they said, I think, Stinger?
They wanted Gavatron to be like Optimus Prime, but they kept saying, like, every time he keeps forming himself, it looks like Megatron.
Yeah, and they said Stinger was like a better version of Bumblebee.
Better version of Bumblebee.
And Bumblebee has that little fucking hissy fit
Bumblebee a child or what?
I want to say yes.
They were doing some infiltrating, trying to get out some info or whatever, and he's making a big-ass scene right now, which easily could have got them killed. But he's throwing a hissy fit over, there's a robot, and they created to be better than you.
And I as soon as I saw that was a pink girl... Transformer, I'm like, oh, fuck, Bumblebee's going to have a love interest.
let's not get to the part where they made some word up and said this is what they were made of, Transformia.
I know.
I said, you got to be kidding me, dude.
They add, like, the fucked up thing is with this movie, you don't get a real, any type of plot hint at all until, like, maybe 45 minutes. And then they add the biggest plot point in the whole fucking movie at 2 hours.
Yeah.
This was like three movies in the one.
See, is this not a fourth movie?
This is the fourth movie.
Why the fuck are we going backwards with this franchise then?
I don't know.
Yeah, just now finding out what they were made of and shit like that. Like, at this point, like, they're talking about, we don't want what Chicago happened or whatever. Did these people not see the Autobots defending them? Matter of fact, Autobots saving them. And this is in a point where I don't like to harp on, like, where the old characters at, because I understand that this is a new movie and stuff like that. But you would think when the Autobots are being hunted down, Josh Duhamel and them, they work for fucking special ops and shit. Don't you think that they would come in and say, we are vouching for these robots?
Obviously not.
Oh my god. And the level of how Kelsey Grammer can just easily be at a CIA headquarters and just in 5 minute time span be in middle of buttfuck nowhere, Texas, where Mark Wahlberg's home is. That was goddamn ridiculous. I was like, Michael Bay, man, you gotta get these time frames straight, man.
I don't know what the fuck was going on. I really don't, because
the time frames is all over the fucking place with this movie. I'm just like, man, there is days here that are just passing by, and yet it is the same day in another city, whatever. By the way, the city where KSI building was at.
Chicago.
Was in Chicago.
Yes.
How the fuck did they rebuild Chicago like that in 5 years?
Money. From the profits from Transformers 3.
See, answer this question for me. Did the movie not open it up showing you a video of what Chicago looked like?
Yes, it looked like a fucking nuclear bomb.
It looked like what in Japan when we saw Godzilla, whatever. It looked like that city, whatever. It was in ruins and shit. And then it cuts to a scene where they damn near look like they're in the future.
Yeah.
The city looked gorgeous.
It looked better than the Chicago.
It looked better than Chicago does. It looked like they took New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas and made one big city out of it.
Yeah.
I remember scratching my head saying, wait a minute, how many times have they been back in Chicago now? The movie opens up and Chicago's still in ruins. How the fuck did they do this in 5 years? Z, when they build a building in a fucking building in your area, how long does that shit take?
7 years, probably.
It takes more than fucking 5 years to build a whole city. Oh my god! And then Michael Bay just—he couldn't keep the ridiculousness out. He couldn't keep it out. He brought back that little robot. I think that was Brains, if I'm not mistaken.
Was he black?
Oh my god! That was Mud Flapping Skin scrapped for parts. That's what it was.
I just wasn't sure.
Oh my! I don't know what he was. I thought he got away from making fun of black people and just went on to Asian territory. Because Ken Watanabe was downright offensive. I'm sorry.
And he had a samurai sword too.
He had two samurai swords. So, and he kept like phrasing samurai shit. He was just like, the way of battle is not with swords. And then when this thing stuck his head out, he started stabbing. It was like, oh yeah, take that. Oh, take that. I was just like.
Is he desperate for money? Is Nolan not calling Watanabe?
I said Ken Watanabe was one of my favorite Asian actors. After this year, I don't know anymore.
I guess he's like, it's like Godzilla bombs, you know, I might as well do Transformers.
Oh, God, man. He's in two big blockbusters this summer. Both of them gonna do, one did well, this one's definitely gonna do well. And he plays one of the worst characters in both movies.
He does.
He does.
I guess he just needs Nolan. He needs Christopher Nolan.
He needs Nolan's permission to do well. Oh my god. Let's get into the dinosaurs now.
I love the very opening sequence. Those CGI dinosaurs. Oh my god. I wanted to crack up laughing right at the beginning of the movie. I'm like, oh, we're going fucking Punisher Warzone territory now.
Oh my god, damn. He called it fun to fuck. Okay, people, if you don't know a Michael Bay Transformers movie by now, he always opens it up by taking in something that was real life and mixing it in with a Transformer universe. Like with the last one, he took the space race and he made that into the reasons why the Americans wanted to get to the moon first is because, you know, we found out there was alien life form, not because we just wanted to get to the moon. In this movie, he finds out that dinosaurs didn't become extinct by asteroids. Now, like, they got extinct because, I'm assuming that was Lockout or his ancestors?
Yeah, I think it was him. I don't know. I don't know how old the Transformers can live.
Yeah, exactly, because I don't know how old. Well, apparently they don't live that long, because remember in the second one, there was an old robot, and he was dying out and shit, so.
Yeah, who knows?
They get beards and shit, Z, so I mean, they have to walk with canes and shit. They have to walk with canes and shit, but yet Optimus can scan a truck and he's back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
So the continuity is all fucked up with that, but, so apparently they used this, what was that thing called?
The seed.
The seed, yeah. They used this thing called the seed to materialize the planet, like, so many thousand years back when dinosaurs were roaming, and it metallized everything and stuff, and I was just like, so, they're making everything metal? Okay.
What's that do for them?
So, this material's been on this planet for that long, and it took this many years to find this? You mean to tell me that big-ass dinosaur that was frozen has been there that goddamn long, and nobody has ever found that damn thing until now? Even though they found Megatron how many years ago?
From the first one? Oh, the fuck. First one? I don't even know.
Exactly. They found him years ago, whatever. It was like his great-grandfather found him, whatever. And it took this long to find that big-ass dinosaur that was sticking his head out, teeth and everything.
And how that one little dinosaur survived? It seriously, like, Michael Bay killed the dinosaurs.
Michael Bay killed the dinosaurs. People, I know a lot of people watch that trailer and say, "I want to see the dinosaurs." You have to wait 2 hours and 10 minutes to see a dinosaur. And when you see these giant ass, I'm gonna just call them robots. I don't know what they were. They giant metal things. You're like, are they dinosaurs? They transform into dinosaurs. And then it's like Optimus trained them or something like that.
He fought one. Because he goes like, you know, join us or die fighting me.
So they didn't have a brain or something? They were animals, or is that what he's trying to call them? They were animals and he had to train them like dogs or whatever just to get them on his side?
I think so. It's this. Because I don't know. You don't. It's everything's
freedom
from lockdown. He freed him from lockdown because
they were human. Oh, well, not human, but they were regular forms, and they looked like they were normal, right?
Yeah.
But then they transformed into dinosaurs, and they start attacking. And he's like, "I will train you, or whatever. I will tame you, or some shit like that." And just like. I don't get why they need to be tamed. Are they good or bad, or what is these things now?
It came out of nowhere.
It was the lamest introduction to that. At that point, I was already tired. I was just like, I am worn out from this stupidity here. I mean, this is being. And then at the end of the movie, Optimus says, "You're free, one off." And I'm like, that dinosaur is bigger than all the damn Transformers it is. How the fuck is that thing going to be free?
And what is it going to? And this is its transforming. This is its. And this is what it transformed into.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to fight? You can't hide as a fucking dinosaur.
You can't hide. Even when he transformed into his regular and another form, he was still huge. He was 3 times bigger than Optimus in his regular form.
I think Optimus is kind of small.
Optimus was tiny, but he's the tallest Autobot, though.
Yeah.
But he's tinier than everything else in here, like... I was like, there's no way these things can hide or anything like that. It made no fucking sense. And I swear to fucking God, there's a scene in this movie, people, where the Lockout comes back and he gravitates everything in the air. And he even gravitates Optimus. And Optimus falls from the sky. And then 10 minutes later, there's a scene where he literally sets a bomb off. And grabs Mark Wahlberg and his annoying-ass daughter and flies up in the air. And I remember looking at that and was like, that nigga could fly? I mean, you mean to tell me?
what's funny is the pterodactyl or whatever, pterodactyl dinosaur was flying underneath it, wasn't getting sucked up. He was grabbing everything. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. By the way, robots just disappeared too, by the way. Why were they guarding the bridge when Optimus was fighting all the bad guys?
I don't know.
And then Mark Wahlberg goes, Optimus is all by himself. I'm like, why is Optimus by himself? You got three or four dinosaur robots. You got four other Autobots who are guarding a bridge that has nothing to do with anything right now. And Optimus is over here getting his ass kicked. And then you've got a scene where John Goodman and Bumblebee, and this is a scene people are talking about, John Goodman pretty much just took over the movie. And I don't mean took over in a good movie. I mean it literally became his movie for this scene.
He had a good 15 minutes of just him.
Yeah, him talking and just, you don't even know what he's shooting at because you don't see nothing. You're just like, all I see is cars flying up in the air and shit like that. I don't even see what he's shooting at. Like, I hear gunfires going off, whatever, but he's just talking, come on, do this, or whatever, and he's throwing shit. It's like I'm running out of ammo, and I'm just like, what is he shooting at? And I was like, wasn't Bumblebee there just a minute ago? Where is he at now? He just left John Goodman here?
Yeah, and I think the only... It was a lot easier to tell the difference between Transformers and the bad ones this time because of the colors.
I was going to say that because you don't even know who the bad ones is.
No, and what happened to the fucking brains during this whole thing?
Yeah, like, he just vanishes to... Like, that's... I think that's my thing about these whole Transformers movies. It's just that... I'm talking about human beings and robots now. They just vanish in the need of help just to make the scene look more dramatic, and then... out of nowhere, they come back, and you're just like, where the fuck was you at? You was standing by my side just a minute ago, and you just vanished for 10 minutes while I'm yelling out, I'm running low on ammo, I need help, or something like that. And I realize that it's just to make a scene dramatic by saying, this robot's about to die, and they want you to feel tension for it. And it's just like, I don't feel tension for it because I know you got six other robots on your side who are in the vicinity, but just for some reason just vanished off screen.
Yeah, it's...
At the end of the movie where Optimus is fighting Lockout, and he's pretty much about to die or whatever. He's pretty much losing. He sacrificed himself damn near to save Mark Wahlberg, which I don't know why, because it didn't look like Mark Wahlberg was in need of help. And then no other Autobots was there to help out, and then it took Bumblebee, who was already half near way gone, to come back and save him. And I'm just like, where was John Goodman's robot? Even if he was dead already, where was the other? Where was Ken Watanabe? Because Ken Watanabe and the green one just vanishes.
Yeah.
They literally just vanished. They're gone from wrestling. They vanished.
I don't know another way to say it, but yeah, they vanish and you never you don't
see them anymore towards the end of the movie.
It's like, where were these people at when Optimus was fighting Lockdown? It was just those two. Where the fuck was Bumblebee and Hound and Drift? Where the fuck were they at? And what happened to the other Transformer that was a fucking parachuter? He vanished.
Yeah, the green one. Yeah.
He completely vanished.
They just vanished. And that's the thing with the human characters in the movie, too. Like how you said at the beginning of the movie, Kelsey Grammer and Stanley Tucci play convincing villains at the beginning, but then their characters just get reduced to nothing, and then they just start vanishing off screen, and to the point the movie is so long, you forget that they're even in the movie.
Exactly.
And you forget they're in the movie is because it feels like someone replaces that character, and then it goes on for like 30 to 40 minutes, and then that other character comes back, and he's just like walking and says one line. He's just like, okay, is he going to have a role in this somehow, or what? What's going to happen here? And Optimus' whole killing human shit, bullshit now. He killed Kelsey Grammer's ass.
He did that. He killed those guys at the farm.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing I do hate about, especially I hate this one, is that pretty much the humans, Mark Wahlberg's daughter and her boyfriend, they helped Optimus kill Lockdown. Big time.
Yeah. That was my problem with the third one, is like Starscream. He's been such a threat in all three movies. And like, you gotta be kidding, Shia LaBeouf is the one that kills him.
Yeah, which is complete shit. On the character itself.
Bullshit. Like, they didn't even give Starscream a good battle. They just they literally turned him into a comedic joke with that whole death scene of his, whatever. And then here, like you said, Optimus, granted, he's the one that stabs Lockout and finishes the job, but Mark Wahlberg and his daughter and the boyfriend were holding him down.
Yeah.
It's like they built up Lockout to be this badass, like, sentient robot or whatever and shit, and he can't even kill three humans that's driving a car and one that has an alien gun.
Yeah, he had a cool transformation because his whole face turned into a fucking massive gun.
Turns into a big-ass trigun and shit like that, and yet he still couldn't kill Mark Wahlberg, who literally stood in the same place that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't run around enough, stood in that whole place. I was like, oh my god, you gotta be fucking kidding me, Z. You've got to be kidding me, man. And the thing about that scene, too, is it's already 2 hours and 20 minutes at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You're worn out and exhausted by this point. So whatever, if there was any good scene at the end, you're too tired by this point to even care.
I am literally looking at my phone thinking, oh, it's been a fucking hour. Nope, it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah, they try to put so much story and detail into whatever, and it didn't make any damn sense. I think you can scrap those other three Transformers movies, and you can just call this the trilogy, because I saw three Transformers movies in this movie.
Yes, you did. And they throw the Dinobots in.
Yeah.
With, like, I want to say 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. And then they go off like they're goddamn monkeys or something. They go off like they're Caesar from Planet of the Apes and shit. You just run off in the woods and shit and just go, we'll call you. Hey, Optimus acted like he was Nick Fury or whatever. And then he did. Optimus, what if we need them? And he looked at her and was just like, they'll come when we need them. I'm just like...
Is that when you're kind of looking at the...
This son of a bitch, dude, looks up in the sky and flies away.
It looked like a cheesy fucking anime movie.
I was waiting for that song. You got the touch. Kick on. Because, goddammit, his ass literally gave, like, at all these end of the Transformers movie, he gave some long-ass speech and out of nowhere looked up in the sky, flew off in the air, and I ain't talking about just in the air, people. He flew to space and said, I'm Optimus Prime, and to my creators, you stay away from Earth. I'm coming for you. And the movie ends with
And all the other Autobots have to stay and protect Mark Wahlberg's family?
Did you see how Stanley Tucci was like, as they watched Optimus fly past the sun? Did you see how Stanley Tucci was holding his waist? He was just like, damn, he can fly?
I know. I think he was like everyone's reaction in the theater.
he had this look on his face like, I didn't even add that feature on Graviton. I didn't even know he could. I didn't even know how to, because I made him after Optimus. I didn't know Optimus could fly. Did you know Optimus could fly?
What was fucked up is Stanley Tucci. You want to say he was a bad guy but turned good guy?
Yeah.
The way he hugged Mark Wahlberg at the end, it's like they were fucking brothers.
It's almost like he played. He did what Sam Rockwell did in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, but he turned good. Yeah.
He starts off as the villain, but he's still playing the villain, really, but Justin Hammer doesn't have control of the suits no more, so he's like, I gotta help them because, you know, they're gonna destroy things, and they got my name attached to them. And here is kind of the same thing, but they take Stanley Tucci's character way further into that, where you're just pointing like, yeah, Sam Rockwell got arrested, and the same should go for your ass as well.
No, and I kept thinking, oh, he's gonna give Mark Wahlberg a job.
Yeah. That's gonna be. He's gonna get Mark Wahlberg job, and it's gonna be the dream job, or whatever. This really ended with a happy ending. Like this was a kids movie.
It was.
It really ended like a kid movie. But the thing is, though, they said words like "fuck" and "shit" in here.
Yeah, I think Bumblebee even cussed.
Yeah, there's words like "fuck" and "shit," and the action scenes they're killing other robots and shit. But yet, you get these happy ending, clairvoyant, convoluted endings and shit to every film. I swear to God, there's three Transformers movies in this movie.
There is. And we haven't even talked about the fucking human characters, Mark Wahlberg.
He was wasted. I personally, he had one note, and I was just like, stay with my daughter, bro. Yo, what are you doing, huh? What are you doing with my daughter, bro? Huh? I'm Mark. I'm a funky bunch.
Like, I posted a question on your Darkness in the Ass soon-to-be podcast. That he picks a good movie, bad movie, good movie, bad movie, good movie. It's like his thing. I have. He did not need to do this movie.
Did you really think they could have just kept Shia LaBeouf for this? I mean, because what he did in here, Mark Wahlberg did in this, it really was. They could have got any unknown actor.
Shia needs work now.
The thing is, he got arrested lately, so I don't know why.
Probably, and it's on the day this came out.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, though, what they give Mark Wahlberg, which we know can be a great actor at times, whatever and shit, the thing they give him to do in here, this is for some B-level to C-level acting type shit. And the fact that he has to, like, protect this daughter who's underage, who's dating. I like how Michael Bay even brings that point up in the movie to where it's legal for a 20-year-old to date a 17-year-old in Texas. I was just like, wow.
The Romeo and Juliet law, which I'm going to look up if that's even real.
I said, wow, no, the fuck he did not. I was like, look, Michael Bay, I know you like swimsuit models and all that shit, but you do not need to put this girl. There's even a joke here, putting this girl in these ass hugger shorts, which, by the way, the camera keeps zooming in. You just look at it and just like, Michael Bay, man, she's 17 in the movie, dude. Back the fuck up just a little bit. There was times in the movie where I thought her and Mark Wahlberg was going to kiss.
I know.
Because there was a scene, and this is the thing about this scene, too. It's not even at the end of the movie. It's like only 40 minutes into the movie where Optimus drops him off that tank, and they start hugging with the sunlight, with the sunset going down. And they hug each other, and they look at each other, and I was just like, are they about to kiss or something? What the fuck?
And,
maybe we should just gave Mark Wahlberg a girlfriend instead of giving him a daughter. This is getting kind of creepy in this shit right here.
And they kept fucking hammering in. Oh, I missed graduation because I had you. They kept hammering that fucking point into the fucking movie.
It really was. It was getting annoying to the point where my brain got numb to the shit. I was just sitting there looking like, if somebody asks you, what's the worst trend? To me, it's not worse than anything. It's just on par. Like, I have not seen an improvement in either one of these fucking movies. Like, it is the same shit. Like, people say, oh, the second one worked because they had those black stereotypes. And this one, it has Asian stereotypes. So
I think everyone's got a stereotype.
Yeah, it's like, that's what I said earlier. Like, they don't have a personality. They're just stereotypes. There's nothing unique about these robots at all. And I'm sorry, after that ending, and sitting here for 2 hours and 45 fucking minutes, and that ending where he just flew off and said, leave Earth alone, I'm coming for you, where he can fucking fly out of nowhere, which, by the way, in the third movie, he made that flight tech such a big fucking deal. Clankers, help me down from here. I need to get my flight tech to save everyone. I'm just like, nigga, you can fly!
And why would they need a spacesuit? Or a spaceship to go in the third one.
Thank you. They went to the moon in a spaceship, not even needing a spaceship. Whatever, Optimus can fucking. This movie's a fucking. It is a high fucking movie.
I'm gonna say it's a low stream it. It is bad.
I like how you gave it the biggest insult of all by saying it looked like Punisher War, and then you gave it the most common. That's a good one.
It's bad, yeah. so bad. But
the thing is, can you commit another 3 hours to this again?
Not in a theater.
I don't even think I can commit 3 hours at home to this because there's a lot.
The only reason why I can say I can not in a theater,
yeah,
is that home I can have my laptop with me and pay attention to my laptop and have that in the background.
So pretty much you just saying fast forward it and look at some parts or whatever and this, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay. The visual and special effects were good.
No. And towards the end, they started looking like shit. I think they ran out of money on this film because I don't know if you saw when Galvatron got there and the other robots started forming, they looked like they were missing a rendering.
Oh, yeah, okay, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, their special effects started looking like shit a little bit on the robots.
They had $256 million budget. Where did that all go?
One thing I want to give compliment to Michael Bay on the previous Transformers movies and some of his fight scenes is that Michael Bay knows how to integrate special effects with an environment or a city or something like that. And in this movie, I don't even know if he did that well, because there was times I was looking, I was like, well, at least I know he'll do that right like he always does. I don't even think he did that right in this film. I was like, God damn, dude, you even fucked up on that part. Shit.
Now that, you know, thinking about it, it seems like they got lazy or rushed towards the end of filming.
Yeah, it really did look like that.
Because there was some spectacular fucking special effects scenes. That's all this movie is. It's a visual. Mm-hmm. It's all this one is, and it's a complete waste of fucking 3 hours. But if you want to see very cool visuals, mm-hmm, and very, the movie is fucking loud as hell too.
Yeah.
Which I was not expecting that fucking shit.
By the way, Michael Bay crams a soundtrack in here that's fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, the very end fucking scene when he's fighting Lockdown, Optimus.
Yeah.
There's a fucking song playing in the background.
Oh my god, dude, I don't mean to say it, that was the gayest shit I've ever seen before.
And guess who's the fucking on the soundtrack once again? Linkin Park.
He put in like 5 songs in this movie. I was just like, these songs don't even fit this scene neither.
Yeah, Linkin Park, they have a Linkin Park song in here again.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, another thing I wrote before we just go ahead and end this, because we went on for 50 minutes now. What else can you do with a Transformers movie? Because how many times are we going to see an invasion film with these motherfuckers now or something? It seems like we're just getting a rehash of the same shit. To be honest, I seriously don't even know what you can go or where you can go with this movie now from now on. I really don't know.
I don't know either, but do you think that Transformers could ever be saved, or is this always going to be like a black eye to the franchise?
You know what? It looked like this franchise is going to go into 2020 because they already greenlighted the 5th and 6th with Michael Bay's name attached to it, and I don't think the next one's coming out until 2016, 17, whatever, so it looked like we're going to be stuck with this 6th series for a while if they don't greenlight another 3 series, whatever, so... Well, at this point, I don't even know,
because
I don't even know if I'm going to live that long, so...
Well, it's...
Yeah, dude, I'll give it a high fucking, you give it a low stream. You got anything before we get out of here?
This was just... Wow. Well, the first text I said, I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, God damn it. And you know what, I was like, my brain hurts, man. I can't think no more, so... Well, people, that was Transformers Age of... Extinct in my mind. God damn, man. My mind is when extinct.
And what's funny, dead, so. It gets low. It's get those scores drop daily on Rotten Tomatoes. It's going to be like a 1 by the end of the week.
Well, then you know what? That's a perfect way to make my day better then. Later, everybody.
Later.
This is not war. It's human extinction.
Oh my God!
How many more of my kind must be sacrificed?
Gotta have faith, Prime. Maybe not in who we are.
And who we can be.
I'm not leaving my dad.